What if you have normal guys talking about hip-hop, anime, video games, comic books, movies, etc., etc., etc.? Sounds like a cool concept.
Hi, everybody. This is the Cool Concept Podcast with your returning host, Josh Michelle. On today's episode of Is It Good?, the series where I review albums and songs on a scale of 1 through 10 to let you know whether they are worth checking out or not, we've got three albums: Darkland Demo Tapes by Drake, Good Intentions by Nav, and Brown Boy 2, which is featured in the deluxe edition of the album. First up, we've got Darkland Demo Tapes. The album opens with Deep Pockets, a painfully bland intro in which Drake raps in the same monotone voice with little change of flow for nearly 4 minutes. The next track, When to Say When, is a much better song. It would have been a better introduction since it sounds like Drake is actually trying. However, this is not a common theme throughout the project. On tracks where Drake is the lone artist, the songs start to blend together due to Drake's lazy delivery and similar beat selection. On songs with features, they are very hit or miss, with more misses than hits. Not You Too, featuring Chris Brown, sounds unfinished and could never properly grab me in. And Demons, featuring Fivio Foreign and Sosa Greek, feels very out of place, especially Drake's verse. It sounds more like a bad imitation of the trendy drill subgenre of hip-hop that he is so obviously trying to capitalize upon. However, the worst song on the project is Pain 1993 with Playboi Carti. This song was one of the most highly anticipated singles off the project because not only was it their first collab, but people thought that Playboi Carti would attempt to redeem himself after his widely criticized at meh single. Although Drake's part is fairly good, Carti ruins it by offering a god-awful verse in which he raps in his high-pitched, quote-unquote, baby voice. Sadly, however, it does not get much better from here. The album drops and whatever potential it had remained, as Drake's lack of passion becomes much more apparent. He begins to recycle flows while offering nothing new to the table. The project finally ends on War, continuation of Drake's drill imitation from Demons, featuring Fivio Foreign and Sosa Greek, except this time he adds a British accent to sound more like UK rappers. Though there are a few decent tracks sprinkled throughout, there are no standout tracks like Scorpion and More Life, two of Drake's earlier projects, had. Overall, Darkland Demo Tapes is a big disappointment that offers nothing but potential, build-up, and the worst guest appearance of 2020. My final rating is a 4.5. The best tracks being Chicago Freestyle featuring Giveon, Landed, and D4L featuring Young Thug and Future. The worst tracks would be Deep Pockets, 2C Slide, Pain 1993 with Playboi Carti, From Florida with Love, and War. Moving on to our next album, Good Intentions offers as a sequel to Nav's 2019 album, Bad Habits. I feel the best way to describe Nav's music would be either spacey instrumentals in which his voice offers as a melodic undertone or bass-heavy trap bangers. Either way, they all feature incredibly lazy and predictable lyrics. But does anybody really expect Nav to have the lyrical abilities of, say, Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole? Of course not. Thankfully, Nav is fully aware of this and sticks to what has worked well for him in the past, which is the aforementioned spacey and melodic type production and bass-heavy trap bangers, with songs like Recap featuring Don Toliver and Turks with Gunna and Travis Scott being perfect examples. However, Nav works best when he is with features. Himself alone cannot usually carry a song, so when he is the lone artist, the songs can get a bit bland and boring. Thankfully, there are not a lot of solo Nav songs. Overall, this album is good. Nav sticks to the formula which has worked out best for him, and is a much better album than Bad Habits. I give this album a 7, with the best songs being Good Intentions intro, My Business featuring Future, Turks with Gunna and Travis Scott, Recap featuring Don Toliver, and Proud of Me. The worst tracks are Saint Laurent, Coast to Coast, and No Ice featuring Lil Durk. For the final album, we have Brown Boy 2, the deluxe edition to Good Intentions. Although the project is introduced with some promising songs, by the time Frequency rolls around, the album declines tremendously. Tracks start to blend together due to Nav's lack of lyrical diversity and his terrible lyricism, which becomes too apparent to ignore. As I stated earlier, Nav lacks the ability to carry most songs by himself, so his saving grace is the features he includes. However, on this project, where only 2 of the 14 tracks include mediocre guest appearances, it makes for a difficult listen. In conclusion, there's not much to say about this album because it is so lackluster. To give you a better understanding of how much these songs start to blend due to Nav recycling flows, instrumentals, and subject matter throughout the course of this of Brown Boy 2, I'll say this. When a track ended and it moved on to the next song, I didn't even realize it. Overall, this project felt like a compilation of throwaways that were strung together last minute to help Good Intentions debut at number 1 on the Billboard Top 100. I give this project a 3, with the worst tracks being Yes Sir, Frequently, Free Santana featuring Lil Duke, and Bag. There are no standout tracks. And this concludes our segment of Is It Good? If you enjoyed this review, then please check out my website, www.bkate.com. So that would be www.bcaitt.com. I talk about music, black culture, and important issues that are currently affecting black and brown communities. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter too with the handle BKate2019.